Welcome back to this week's episode. And I've done that thing where I've not checked what number it is. It must be 102. Is it 102? Is it 102? It's 102, which means actually, I just had this epiphany the other day that actually, in 2 weeks' time, I will be on officially 2 years because if this, I'm pretty sure there's been 52 weeks in the last 2 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, which means that. When it's episode 104, it's actually my 2 year anniversary. I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it. So yeah, episode 102. Hey, soul sisters and brothers, because I know that there's a few guys that watch this podcast or watch this podcast, listen to this podcast. Anytime I say soul sister, I want to sing that. Hey, soul sister. And FYI, I am getting singing lessons this year. I'll tell you about that story in another episode. But today is the 28th of May. Right now, this episode's going to go out the 29th of May, 2025. You may be listening to it on this day. You may be listening to it on a completely different day. Who knows? But I cannot believe that we're at the end of May. Like, how the fluff has that happened? Like, this, I feel like the years just go faster and faster and faster. It's like, slow the fluff down. Anyway, welcome back to this podcast. This is a space where I hope that you feel seen, heard, and held through the mess and the magic of transformation. Today's episode is one that I know that so many of us need to know and need to like hear and need to feel validated, I suppose. Because when we're talking about growth and we're talking about transformation, it's really tidy. Like, it's not linear. It is not a straight road. It does not have perfect milestones. And I'm certainly a like a total evidence of that in recent weeks. Actually, probably recent months, if I'm being totally honest. And those of you who haven't listened to my last week's episode, basically, I have had a big shift recently where I've actually had an injury that has forced me to realize and waken up to the fact that my body needs a different kind of attention. And so therefore my gym sessions have been paused, my running has been paused, and I'm now doing walking and stretching and mobility and much more breath work, much more nervous system resets, much more. I'm at the chiropractor. My hips have been misaligned for a number of years, which also leads me to believe that actually, potentially, all the chronic stuff, all the chronic pain, the chronic inflammation, the misalignment for years is probably all connected, which I believe everything's connected anyway, if I'm being honest. So, yeah, our roads are wild. They're messy, they're loopy, and sometimes it feels like you're moving backwards when you're actually about to leap forward. So, this is where I'm kind of relating it to where I am right now. So, the talking about the path and why the big path of becoming or the path of transformation or the path of the journey, whatever you want to call it, isn't linear. And why that's not just okay, actually, it's really, really powerful. This shift for me has become a bit of a light bulb moment. I've been frustrated for a number of years at this pain, and I kind of get rid of it, da, 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 but still pummeling the gym, still pummeling the running, still doing in that mentality of push, go hard or go home, push through, push through, push through, which absolutely has its place. I'm not going to say that it doesn't, but in these recent times when I've had to find myself in a space of pausing. And it's not been by choice, but by necessity. My body has been crying out, and an injury is grounding me, and rest being not just helpful, but it's essential. And I was just at the chiropractor there, and he was like, and I was like, is there anything else I can do to reduce inflammation? Da, 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 because he said, oh, there's a wee bit of inflammation here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is there anything else I can do other than ice? I have to put ice on it every so often. And he was like, just rest. And I'm like, well, that's not what anybody wants to hear. And we were laughing about it. But I've been navigating a part of the journey that feels very unfamiliar. This feels weird, like all of this, like not being able to go to the gym or not being able to. But to be fair, I could still go do it, and I have in the past. I have still just went and kind of powered through. But I am recognizing the importance of listening to my body and honoring it. So like when I've been so frustrated with this recent, like in the last few years. I'm now like, no, actually, my body has been doing its job. It has been telling me and communicating with me and giving me signals and signs. And I have not entirely been ignoring it, but I have not been honoring it and I've not been surrendering to it. And so it's been a massive identity shift as I've slowed down. I've started to notice that that's risen, like that identity shift on like that, because training is such a part of who I am. It's such a part of my routine. It's such a part of what I do. When we recently went to China, I was still pummeling the streets because I couldn't find a gym, so I was finding another thing to do instead. And it's been such a like, I must, and realizing that actually, no, right now I have to slow down to speed up. Because for so long I've worn that badge of the strong one, the fit one, the one who pushes through, who leads from the front, who rises no matter what. But what happens when that version has to sit down and is forced to sit down? What happens when the parts of you that you've attached your worth to are stripped away, even temporarily? Then you've met the real you, the layered, evolving, shape-shifting you. And maybe, just maybe, that version of you is actually more powerful than the one you've been clinging on to. And this is something that I've came to realize recently. Like, I have to listen, I have to honor, I have to surrender, and I have to recognize that this is just a part of the journey. So here's a truth bomb. Transformation doesn't happen in a straight line. It happens in spirals, in the setbacks, in the stillness, in the whispers that you hear when the world gets quiet. And this is something we do not do as human beings. We don't allow ourselves to sit in stillness and be quiet. There was a scientific experiment done recently where people, I don't know if it was recently, that could be a complete lie, but I've heard about it and then by somebody else. I don't even know who it was, where it was, or anything, but I've heard about this scientific experiment where people had to choose between sitting in stillness for X amount of time or getting electrocuted shock. That doesn't sound like it's right, but we'll go with it. An electric shock, that's better. And people chose to get the shock because people don't want to sit in stillness. They want to be busy. They want to run about from thing to thing. They don't want to sit with themselves. But it's important that we do. And the hardest part about all of this is that we are conditioned to celebrate the highs, the wins, the glow ups, the breakthroughs. But the most potent part of the journey is the in between. The unraveling, the redefinition of who you thought you were, to make space for who you're actually becoming. So let's talk identity and how these identity shifts. So right now I'm not training, I'm not chasing any goals, which is also something that's been some like a dangling carrot. It's quite often a thing that people are chasing, and I have done in the past. I'm not the quote unquote Donna who wakes up at 5:30, hits the gym, or goes for a run in the morning. So who am I? And this is the question many of us face during times of transition. Whether you're healing, growing, grieving, evolving, or simply changing direction, you'll be asked to loosen the grip on a version of you that once kept you safe, but no longer fits where you're going, even if that's just right now. And this shift can feel quite disorientating, quite weird, quite unusual, quite uncomfortable. But it's also a sacred initiation. It's proof that you're no longer living in survival and you're stepping into truth. And although I have been an advocate for powering through, and I absolutely still am. Like, I'm still an advocate for having stretching the vision, stretching the comfort zone, and doing things that are scary and doing things that are hard. But I've also seen a massive importance on slowing down, sitting in stillness, listening and tuning into your body. I've started some somatic work that has been really quite eye-opening and quite kind of a light bulb moment here. When it comes to recognizing and tuning in, is so important. And recognizing also, like, that things are held in the body, stuff is held in the body, trauma is held in the body, which I've known for a long period of time. Lots of things can be healed, and your body is designed to heal. And I don't know if I said this last week or not, but I burned my arm last week, and watching the healing process of my arm has also been a massive wake up call to be like, no, actually, that's what the body is designed to do. The body is designed to heal. So anything that's communicating in a negative way is telling you something. So if you're in a season where things feel a little bit messy, where the plan, so to speak, has changed and you're questioning everything. Right now, my plan's massively changed. I had goals like another HYROX, I had maybe a half marathon. Obviously, there was other non-physical goals as well. My physique is not changed as yet, but it will change with the longer time of not training. But I'm having to come to the understanding that this is just for now. And it's for a deeper purpose. So I want to remind you, if you're in this transitioning period, that you're not broken. You're just becoming. And there's no timeline, there's no right place, there's no wrong place. Your journey is yours, unfolding perfectly, even when it doesn't feel that way. So I want to thank you for holding space with me today. And if this is landing with you, I want you to share it with someone who needs this reminder. And don't forget, my next retreat is simmering quietly under the surface. My newsletter subscribers have had first access, and half the spots are already gone, which is bloody mind-blowing. So if your soul is whispering, I need this, then please do listen. These retreats are so powerful. They're so transformational. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. So until next time, I want you to take a big deep breath. I want you to honor your space and your pace and allow yourself to become all that you already are in the process of becoming. Have a magical, magical day. Speak soon.